How many of you were blessed by the ministry of the word on Sunday? Amazing, huh? Glory to God. I want to welcome all of you who are watching all around the world. Thank you. This is Living Word International Church. And here we believe in making your life count. So, one of the ways we make your life count is by feeding you the undiluted word of God. Hallelujah. And that word is coming to you live this evening. Amen. Amen. We've been talking about what time is it? What time is it? That's what we talked about on Sunday. So I'm going to continue on that trend of thought. So let me see if those who have been taking notes now, I'll catch you. All right. So the first thing we talked about, MJ, go to the board, go to the effect, tap on effect, the first two channels, mute it, please. On your left, towards the end of the line. Going to, good, thanks. All right. So we're talking about what time is it? So the first thing we said it was, it's time to build. Oh, that's good. You got to take your notes. Number two. It is time to move with urgency. Number three. It seems like it's only this side of the congregation that is... okay. All right. Number four on Sunday. Oh, that's number three. Okay. All right. I like that. You're listening. So today is number four. I see media team update the title, part four, not part two, on the live stream. And we've been looking at redeeming the time for the days are evil. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16 for starters. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16. Redeeming the time. Because the days are not the days will be evil. Not the days are going to be evil. Not the days may be evil. But the days are evil. Since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. The days that you live in are evil. Period. What the Bible says. The days are evil. The days are what? Evil days. Days of corruption. Everything is burning down. Everything is going down. Forget about the war you're seeing in Israel. That's just one of many things to come. That's just one. You can go read a Bible prophecy. If you don't read a Bible prophecy, I want to encourage you. Read what the Bible says about the Bible. Don't get into all the other extra stuff, okay? Just read what does the Bible say in Revelation. If you've never read the book of Revelation, it'd be a good time to read now. And just take what you can understand. Don't get into the other, because there are so many people that talk about Bible prophecy that they go into things that are not written in the Bible. They make up some stuff. But Bible prophecy is important for these days. But that's not what I'm talking about this evening. Redeeming the time because what? The days are evil. We live in evil days. We live in evil days. For those who have not been part of this, change la vision. Change la vision. 5:16. You see my facial expression makes it, yeah. Hallelujah. Making the most of every opportunity. Some of you have lost opportunities because you're too slow. lost opportunity. Yesterday, my dad was sharing with me an experience of a businessman who was meant to do something at a particular time of the day. And he was going to pay the person probably like $100 and something. But the person didn't do it at that time. So by the time it was evening, what we needed him to do, we had found a solution already and we didn't pay anything. And so because of that, that person lost income. Some of you have lost opportunities because you have not moved hastily. And so, number four, it is time to move. What time is it? It is time to move. Move. Make moves. Make moves. Don't sit down and wait for something to happen. We live in a corrupt world. Yeah? We live in a corrupt world. The only thing that's happening on the natural is death, corruption. Corruption. Things are decaying, decadence. You see a loaf of bread. You put it there, you look at it, you don't know that there's corruption inside that bread. But leave it there for 3 days. You will know that corruption dwelleth within that bread. Your rice and stew that you like. You like rice and stew. You're okay. There is corruption inside that rice and stew. Just cook it. When you finish, put it on the plate and leave it. Give it a few days. It will begin to spoil by its own. Nobody prayed for it to spoil. The days are evil. Anything you're not investing in will be going down the drain. Anything you're not investing in. Is it your spiritual life? God cannot pray for you. God cannot fast for you. You have to take personal responsibility. Making the most of every opportunity. Some of you are in college now. You don't have a family. You don't have heavy bills to pay. This is the best time for you to invest in your spirituality. Invest in your spiritual group. Pray! Read the word, for a time will come. You see, here, college students, here, people are saying, oh yes. For a time will come when you have your first child and your whole life changes because of a baby. Man and woman are equal. Yeah. Your whole life becomes so, and scripturally, that is how it should be. Oh yes. Raise your children in the fear of the Lord. Intentionally. So there's time for that. Some of you are single, you don't have any. Listen, build capacity. Oh yes, build capacity. Make the most of the opportunity, the time that you live in. Make the most of it. Make the most of it. It is time to move. Don't wait until when you have left a particular season and you're supposed to be going forward. Then you realize, wait, I am totally unprepared for this season of life. You find yourself in a strait between two ways. Because the time when you were supposed to be preparing and building capacity, you were doing whatever you were doing. And now, corruption has set in. Hallelujah. Make the most of every opportunity. So, number one, number four, it is time to what? Move. Acts chapter 17 and verse 28. Acts chapter 17 and verse 28. The book of Acts, chapter 17 and verse 28. It says, for in him we what? Live and move and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For in him we what? We live. So some people just love the living part. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm totally free from the corruption that is to come in. And hell, and that's great. That's great. But after you have been saved, salvation is not supposed to make you lazy. The grace of God is not supposed to make you lazy. He says, for in him we live and what? Move and have our being. There is a movement that salvation brings into somebody. A movement, movement. Every father of faith you see in the Bible, there were people that moved. Abraham, leave thy father and mother's house. Move. Abraham, what? Leave your... And he left. It's time for you to start making moves. To move, move. Some of you need to change locations. Some of you need to change friendship. Change location. Change what? Location. Okay, I'm close. For in him we live and move. Don't get stuck. Don't get stuck in old patterns. Don't get stuck in old patterns. Don't get stuck. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. We're going there. In him we live and move. One of the things that's going to stop you from moving is sin. So number four, it is time to move. And that's great. But now, number five, it is time to flee temptations. Oh yeah. It is time to flee. Flee. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside what? Every weight and the sin which also easily ensnares us, and let us run what? With endurance, the race that is set before us. Yes, I know you want to move, but you can't without fleeing sin and temptations. It's time to move. Let us run. That's talking about let us move. Let us what? Let us move. Let us run. Some of you, you want to do the things that God has called you to do, but sin is holding you down. He got you. The devil has put what you call strongholds in your life. Strongholds. Can you imagine? Let's go back to the scripture. Thank you, media team, for getting all of that on point. Go back to the scripture in Hebrews chapter 12. It is time to flee temptations. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Every what? Weight. Because weight will stop you from moving. It will slow you down. And the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance. There is. Let us move. Let us move. Let's change the version. Change la version. Oh, yes. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd, there are people that are, listen, heavenly hosts are watching you. Abraham is watching you, Audrey. Amen. Peter, the apostle, is watching you. Paul, Lizzie. Paul is saying, Deborah, you like Deborah in the Bible. People like Deborah and Sarah. Sarah is saying, let me see Lizzie. This, you know Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus. She's watching you. She knows you. She's like, Lizette, how far? When you get to heaven, you will see conversations that you have. Because it says they are witnesses. They see. Huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Have you ever seen someone sitting down and saying, I've been slowed down? No. You only slow down when you're on the move. Right? So sin will stop you and slow you down when you're on the move. So it's time to move. Yes, glory to God. In Him we live, we move. And yes, it's good. It's great. Yes, we're going to make moves. Fantastic. Yes, now I'm going to redeem the time. Yes, 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 yes. But also, it says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Especially the sin which so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance. Let us move with endurance the race that God has set it before us. Give me a different version. Give me a different version. Something for CVC, Christian Contemporary, something. Just give me, click on, let's keep going. Amplified. Do we have Amplified? If we have Amplified, do we have Passion? Therefore, since we have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every weight. Now, this is similar. Go next, another version, another version. Keep going, not not KJV. Keep going. NIV, let's see what this one says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked for us. Hallelujah. I like NLT. Anybody have Passion Translation here? Passion, Amplified, and Passion. Yeah, Passion is at home. Bring your version next time. Bring la version. Amplified is there. Let me see, Mom. Okay. So, therefore, we don't have media team. We need to get Amplified. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us. That's good, eh? Who wants to show me Passion Translation? You got Passion? You got Passion? All right, come. Let me read it on into the yes, let me. As for us, we have all these great witnesses who encircle us like clouds. Wow. We must let go of every wound that has pierced us. Ooh. Every what? Every wound that has pierced us and the sin we so easily fall into. See, everybody has sin that they can easily fall into. Yeah. There are some things that if they tempt you from morning to night, you will not budge on it. There are certain things that if the devil brings to you, you know you need prayer. You need intercession. Say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me. Sin lies at thy door, scripture says. Do you know that? And it says, you shall have rule over it. Huh? This is so good. This is Bible exploration. We're exploring the Bible. I didn't finish reading it. Please open. Let me finish the version. Oh, I love this. Watch this now. Then we will be able to run life's marathon race with passion and determination, for the path has already been marked out before us. Life is a marathon, it's not a sprint. Huh? Thank you. That's the Passion Translation. So what time is it? It's time to flee temptations. Flee. Flee sin. Flee, flee, flee. Run, run, run from it. Run from it. The last lap of this year can be the best you've had. if you would take these things that we've been talking about and run with it, it can be the best time you've had. Glorious times in the Lord. Oh, yes. Glorious times in the Lord. Glorious times in the Lord. It is time to flee. Why? So, but why? Someone say, why should I flee sin? But one, sin slows you down. But two, sin multiplies corruption. Remember I said that already everything is corrupt in the world? Remember that? There's already corruption inbuilt into the world after the fall of man. Corruption set in, right? So, but sin can multiply and get you, make your life more corrupt faster. Faster. You find somebody who is a married man sleeping with a woman outside, that man's life is going to be cut short. You will die before it's time. Yeah. If you are a young person and you are sleeping around, you're also cutting short the joy of your marriage and your life too. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I like that jam. That will help me preach better. Mm-hmm. I hope it's a Christian jam now. Number three, sin changes your appearance. Sin changes your appearance. You know, if somebody is living holy, there is a regeneration of your own body as well. There's a glow, a glory, glory. Right? And if you are in sin, you also look gloomy, gloomy. There's no glory. Gloomy, gloomy. Are you gloomy or glorying? Eh? Are you glooming, gloomy or glorying? Gloomy. Huh? Oh, yes. When you fall prey to the sin that easily beset you, you know how you look. You look gloomy. You look like the whole world has come to an end. Something just happened. Something just happened. Oh, yes. Something just happened. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 1. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. It's going to be good. We're about to wrap up here. Verse 2. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Meaning, Joshua's spiritual life was on fire. Something happened. He said, is this not a brand plucked from the fire? You lost your fire. You fell into sin. 3. Now, Joshua was clothed with what? 3, please. Go back to 3, chapter 3, verse 3. Joshua was clothed with what? Filthy garments and was standing before the Lord. Before the angel. Now, watch this. How do you think Joshua was looking? How? He was looking raggedy, gloomy. Gloom, frightened. Which other adjective? Give me. Ashamed, sad. Which other one? Depressed. Oppressed. Compressed. Repressed. And dumpressed. Tell your friends that Wednesday services are the jam, man. Wednesday service is a different anointing. If you don't show up on Wednesday, you miss out. Oh, yeah, because the dishing is free. It's free. It's good. Oh, yes. Now, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, looking gloomy, and was standing before the Lord. Then he answered and said to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments. That's what God is doing tonight. He's taking away every filthy garment from your life. Every filthy, any clothing that the enemy had put on you to make you gloomy, sad, depressed. Tonight, I've come to declare to you that gloomy garment is going off your life. In the name of Jesus. And he said to him, see, I have removed your iniquity. Tonight, the Lord is removing your iniquity from you. He said, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. Rich robes. I see rich robes coming upon everyone here. Listen. It says, how the scriptures talked about that the, wash me by the washing of the word. Yeah? The word washes you. You are taking a spiritual bath now, Alexis. You are taking a shower right now. The word of God washes you and puts on what? Rich clothes, rich robes, rich robes, rich robes, rich robes. Wow. 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 Thank you, Lord. MJ, help me out. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I see God doing a spiritual work in your heart. Hallelujah. Cleansing. 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 Detox. It's spiritual detox. Yeah. It is time to flee temptation. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Lead me not into temptations, but deliver me from evil. Softly, softly. Go higher on the key too. Change the key higher. Go up. And he said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by him. Some of you, because of the lives you have lived of immorality, the angel that was assigned to you is just still and watching. Say, I'm powerless. What's going on here? Your actions have proved, made my ministry to you powerless. But tonight, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord will be activated again on your behalf. Yeah. And walk for you. Walk for you. Walk for you. It is time to flee temptation. Flee temptations. Hallelujah. 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 This is a good place to jump on your feet. And let's let the Holy Ghost do what he wants to do. He wants to clean. Oh my, I feel the anointing strong here. Lega. Vele bronde libahataya la balagabaya. Mandrikosko vrabalata malamuante. Melabo vrebaba la prapaya. Berambo sote le barata balahaya. Semalua la te la barabala Rebe la brata pai Sembo vreba la tapa. Take off the filthy clothes, the filthy garments, the filthy garments. Take off the filthy garments. Tonight I see the Lord taking off every filthy garment from your life. In the name of Jesus. Kayate peroma rapala kapaya. Kala bala 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 Someone, let the Lord wash you tonight. Let the Lord just wash you. Let him wash you. Let him wash you. Bata bala paya pate peleto pa graba boko sombra pala. Lay aside the weights. Lay aside the sin. Maratigo scobra babala tamaya. Kela bata bala baka bala tamaya. Semelebo prope bala marome riamos copala. Eke bala more meletos comande le baratos. Simelima lama. Eke mofeletos. Yes, 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 yes. Let the Lord wash you. Let him take away the filthy garments. The filthy garments. Shalamarako palabarapaya. I see strength returning to you. I see fire returning to your altar. In the name of Jesus. Semele barabala balabala tabalaga balaga. Robele balaga 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 balabaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for washing us tonight with the water of your Spirit, the water of your Word. But we have been made clean because of the Word that you have spoken to us. We bless your name, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Stay in the mood of prayer. Ushers, share the communion. The Lord is doing a cleansing work here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Times of refreshing are coming from the presence of the Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Lembre muku bala bala. Melembro te mele mele bala 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 bala. Yeah, just stay in the mood of prayer. Le mele muku boso le mele mele. Se mele mala 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 gabala 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 gabala. Oh, mele 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 mele. Every filthy garment being taken away. O mele mo fremele tamate keto si velina maye. Sumeliana tena mo sinemi kaye sinemi la fetena maneliatos viliano semale samalaha. My beloved is the most beautiful upon thousands and thousands. My beloved is the most beautiful
upon thousands.
Among thousands.
Thousands.
And thousands.
My beloved,
my beloved.
Oh,
among thousands.